Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, this is common when they do like makeup for people. They make, like, they call them life masks, mm-hmm. but they're essentially death masks. They're actual cats.
Death masks.
Death masks.
They made it out of clay, so I'd have to be available for the prosthetics. They wouldn't have to put on my face to look old or evil, or whatever it was they were trying to make me look like.
You're Shatner 90, said. Aren't you?
I'm 90. Somewhere along the line, someone got that mask and made a mask of it for the holiday Halloween.
Here's a little known fact about a flock of seagulls. If they had smaller gigs, where they weren't in like an arena or anything like that, they would, and it would be a real successful gig. The whole band would go out into the parking lot and poop on people's cars. That's what they would do. Fisher Price is selling a new Bluetooth version that looks like the classic toy, but pairs with your smartphone.
Terrific.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I just bought a new Hot Wheels that has air conditioning.
That's exciting.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
We are The Mike O'Mara Show. We are coming to you from our nation's capital in West South Florida. We are happy to have you with us. We are selling fruitcakes.
We strive
each and every day to entertain you. We love you listening. We love all the people that support this show because it's like one big happy family. We are pleased to be bringing you another fine broadcast. We'll have fun today. We have a talking head later on in the program.
In fact,
just a few minutes from now, we are coming to you all the way out in San Simeon, California, Buxton, North Carolina, Moran, Wyoming, San Remo, Italy, Blacksburg, Virginia, and Berlin, Germany.
Hi.
Rob specified the eastern side.
Yeah, on the good side of the wall, you know.
I'm going to do something I never do. I rarely do. But sometimes I get excited. I am obsessed with a Stevie Wonder song that has been my favorite for years and years and years. The song is called Higher Ground.
Yeah.
And I think there have been a couple of records that are named Higher Ground, but this is a particular power funk song from Stevie Wonder. And not only do I like this song, and you can fade out that that music.
You're gone?
The song is a drummer's showcase, and I have recently taken to watching a documentary on drumming, and Dave Weckl is a drummer who not only paid wonderful tribute to Buddy Rich when he passed away, but Dave Weckl is, I would describe him as a jazz and fusion drummer. And I am going to indulge myself today because I don't do that very often.
Good.
I don't share music that I really, really love because it doesn't come down the pike very often for me. Rob, it's every other day. Rob will play a clip of something he loves on the digital dumpster and plays music. I never do. In fact, I feel it's too self-indulgent because, you know, you might have people out there that love it and people that hate it. But I thought this was what I would describe with this particular song. This is a drummer's showcase. And wow.
So this is not actually
there,
Stevie. This is someone covering Stevie.
Some true
this
build
is
up
a
here.
Cover of Stevie. And for you drummers in the house, I want you to listen to a couple of guys who I have mad respect for because of the talent level. I've watched a lot of drummers. I'm a drummer myself. There are certain drummers where I will watch them and say, I could practice for 5 years, 8 hours a day, and never be able to accomplish what they do. Dave Weckl is in that category. And on this particular record, the co-drummer is a guy named Chris Coleman, who I would simply describe as a monster. He has drummed for Chaka Khan. He has drummed for many, many artists. And these people that gathered to do this cover of Higher Ground are all LA music people. And that really, when it comes to recording, as Rob will tell you, is the gold standard for musicians in America. You
Absolutely.
Got them in Broadway for the live musicians that play on Broadway. But then you've got these cats that
your
are out
session
there
guys
in
out
Los
there.
Angeles.
I
so
love it.
The drummers are Dave Weckl and Chris Coleman. Jay Oliver is on keys, Dean Brown on guitar, Jimmy Johnson on bass, and they got a horn section of studs, Brandon Fields on sax, Eric Jorgensen on trombone, and Michael McGuffey on trumpet, a tiny little guy that's just an absolute powerhouse. And the lead vocal is Chrissy Poland, and she is fantastic as well. So I'm going to ask you to indulge me, if you
please.
Will, and listen to one of my favorite covers of Higher Ground. And if you're a drummer and you love drums, this one, ladies and gentlemen, is for you.
I love when they hide them like that.
All right, drummers, feast your ears. Enjoying this little music every now and then, like once every 2 years, maybe. This is the wonderful guitar player, a guy named Dean Brown. Just a few more minutes to indulge me.
Oh, I love it.
Bye. Well, you got to have the background singers.
Yeah.
People ask me all the time.
Hey, Mike. What do you like to listen to?
That's the gold standard for me. That's Dave Weckl and Chrissy Poland on vocals, Higher Ground.
That the bass album, player if you want to pick it up, beast.
Oh, my God. The album, if you want to pick up, is called Convergence. I don't even know when it was released.
Will you entertain a question?
All the way back in 2014. It was it's an older cut, but I just heard it for the first time.
In the front of the record, are the drummers trading fills? Or are they playing sort of in
They are trading fills. They are in separate rooms, and they are... I have never seen this guy, Chris Coleman, and I went, oh, my God. You know, even his resume is pretty amazing to look at, but he's never been out front. Dave Weckl's a famous, well-known drummer. But man, that's it.
That's great, man.
Higher Ground. I don't know.
Everyone had a moment to shine on that record too. That's so great.
I went on a kick. How does the modern music guy like it? Did you think that was okay?
I was waiting for Megan Thee Stallion to somehow pop up in the song, but I liked it.
the backup singer was Da Baby.
All right, well, that was my indulgence. Let's get our talking head in here, shall we? Our talking head today is named Kim Salty. Kim is a silver anniversary listener. She started listening in 1996. Like Mike, she is a Connecticut native. Oh, born in Bridgeport and raised in Guilford.
Do you know these towns?
I know both those towns, okay. Absolutely. Let's see. Like Oscar, she attended Dean College,
yes.
Oscar. What do you think of that? Yeah. And unlike
Hold
Oscar,
on.
she eventually settled in St. Pete, Florida. Oh, she's close to me. She is currently single and flying solo. She loves airplanes and air shows. Oh, my God. Don't get me started on that. And is a retro VW enthusiast. Wonder if she's got one of those VW vans. She is a TMOS binge listener, bonus show subscriber, and fruitcake purchaser. She has worked in graphics in mortgages for the Valpak Coupon Company and for a cemetery. We'll have to ask
Steady
her about
work,
that.
Mike.
Currently, she works in the claims department for a long-term care insurance company, which she finds rewarding, helping old people. That's nice. But her passion is writing. She is nearing completion of her 23rd book.
Isn't that great?
She favors historical fiction, my favorite category. Her favorite parts of the show are the Talking Head segment, Mike lecturing himself. Sounds weird when I read that.
Yeah.
The storytelling and when we open up about our families. Her favorite voices are Bill Clinton and Robert Evans. Kim Salter. She's gorgeous. Let's see. Let's bring her in right now. Let me see. Wait. I lost my place. Okay. Even though she doesn't know who Robert Evans is.
Yeah. During the pre-interview, I had to explain who he was.
And our talking head once talked hairstyling with a member of the 1980s supergroup A Flock of Seagulls. How do you like my hair? Intrigued. You should be. Now here's Kim. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hi, Mike. Hi.
How's it going? There you are.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you. Move your camera over past your closet, back towards you a little bit.
There you go.
There it is.
Okay, cool.
That's perfect. That's perfection.
What are you, a studio? Sorry.
That's okay.
Don't be
that's
sorry, what Kim.
The, you, you don't need to apologize. This is the Mike O'Mara show where no one apologizes. That's the way it goes here. Yeah. Hey, okay. Kim, did you like the song that I played at the beginning of the show?
Yeah,
did you enjoy
that?
I
was watching you do the air drumming, especially. I was really digging that. I like that song by Stevie Wonder. It's one of
my favorites. Absolutely. It's weird. I go in cycles with drumming. I had a band, a DJ band, for I think the better part of 5 years, mm-hmm. and got completely crispy toasted on that whole experience. And then I recently have just been intrigued with drumming. I think it was the documentary.
Are your drums set up? Are your drums set up down
no,
there?
No, my drums are in pieces in Maine, and they were in the move, totally boned by the moving company. Like, really boned. I've got sections of hardware gone.
That was a nice set.
That was
in the breeze.
Yeah.
You went to Dean College.
Go Oscars, Bulldogs.
Oscar, yes. Where they sent Oscar because his parents actually thought it was a military school. That's amazing. That really is.
So, like, go to the Northeast, learn
how was Dean? How was your experience at Dean?
When I went, it was a 2-year school. Mm-hmm. And I made friendships.
Same time.
Okay. So I made friends that have lasted for a lifetime. One of my best friends from that school lives in Leesburg in Robstown. So yeah.
Aww, that's cool.
But
that's sweet.
All the connective tissue. Yes.
Yeah. I worked for the radio station a bit, not as a DJ, but as a news reader.
Nice.
So that was kind of fun.
We go all out. Southern New England's hottest rock when I was there.
Was it really?
WGAO.
Yep. Was it AM? Was it AM or FM?
Oh, it was. It was AM. It was certainly AM. No. We had an FM signal and an AM signal. Both two signals.
Okay. Yeah.
Were you heard in the cafeteria?
You were heard on campus.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. We were heard on campus too at 61 WAMU. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody's from Dean's listening, I know you can hear us off campus, but we didn't have a flamethrower. Everybody relax.
Yeah. Yeah. Now WAMU FM at American University had. Still has NPR, I think.
Yeah, yes.
There.
Sort of
I think
a big deal.
I think they're still doing it. Sort of a big deal. You might know me as a somewhat of a major market radio personality. Wow. So how did you get from Dean College all the way down to St. Pete? Or are you like a lot of people my age that you just kind of end up here?
I actually, when I left Dean, I transferred to Hofstra on Long Island, but I only went young 1 year. I didn't like it. Dean, as Oscar probably remembers, is very small. It was kind of like my high school, and Hofstra was like a totally different experience. And I'm like, I don't fit in here. So I ended up leaving before I graduated. My parents had moved down here first, and then they're like, oh, come to Florida. It's like you're on vacation every day. BS. I've been here almost 40 years. That is BS, especially if you're working for a living. Come on.
If you come down to Florida and you're working, you're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
And there's so many people that are young people that come to Florida because they think the party will never end. Mm-hmm. And Oscar and I ran into a bunch of them in Key West.
I mean, look at Mike. He's got to work and he's miserable.
Yeah. Well, I'd be miserable no matter where I was.
True.
I would be miserable. And by the way, I golf and do this show. And the guys that I golf with are almost exclusively, there are a few exceptions, but a lot of them are retired. Mm-hmm. And I feel especially the younger guys. I'm so jealous. It's so palpable that I'm jealous. It's like, I saw a couple of them yesterday just sitting at the bar, just pouring down Guinnesses, you know, but both of them like 50 and 51. I'm like, oh, F you. Really, I'll be like 95 going, hey, you want to have it? I cut my fingernails the other day. It goes like that. So I don't want to insult you, but the boys asked me about Bridgeport. And I am from Connecticut, and I know Bridgeport.
Yes.
And Kim, you were born in Bridgeport, and I'm not going to lead you or anything, but Bridgeport. What can you say about Bridgeport?
Well, my grandfather used to call it the armpit of Connecticut. I was born there, but I lived in Devon for a little bit till I was 8, and then my parents transferred up to Guilford, and I stayed there till I went into college. So.
And Guilford is a really kind of a classic New England town. Kind of, I would imagine, pretty cool place to grow up, right?
Yeah, very much so. Very, because the area that I was living in Devon, it was getting kind of crime infested, and my parents just wanted us to be in a better school system, so that's why they made the decision.
I'll throw this out and see if you can, you think I'm accurate, because I didn't spend a lot of time in Bridgeport, drove through it a ton. Bridgeport is a teeny tiny little city, but it's every bit city, and they are doing their best to try to do an impression of Gotham. They're really trying to do their best.
Wow, right? that pretty, huh?
Yeah, that pretty. Yeah, it's a tough town. Very, very tough time. But Guilford's wonderful. It's.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
And look, this is top of mind, especially these days. You're currently flying single, flying solo.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the story there?
Oh my God. I'm sizzling on the hot seat here. Anyway,
that's okay. You can always tell Oscar to F off.
Yeah, I do all the time.
That's all right.
He loves doing it.
You know?
Yeah. Some people are really well suited to being married and being, having dependents and all that. I just do my own thing.
You're a free spirit. Are you a hippie?
Yeah, that's it.
Are you a hippie?
Very much so.
I knew it when I started talking to you. I said, show the wristband. I see there's something on your wrist that's hippie-like. There it goes. Yeah, there you see. Yeah. That's a hippie wrist. That is a pure hippie wrist. I saw your hippie wrist, and I said, she's a hippie.
You would have been so embarrassed if that had turned out to be a Medic Alert bracelet.
Yeah, it's actually a Fitbit.
Yeah, but you have some Rastafarian going on. We saw some colors, a pop color.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What's going on outside the Fitbit?
You a pothead, Slater? Salter?
Oh, God, no. No way. No.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
No way.
I just like to know.
When I was younger, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of wild experiences in your travels when you were younger?
Yeah, I did. When I was still living in Connecticut, a flock of seagulls came to Toad's Place in New Haven.
And Toad's Place, by the way, let me interrupt you. Toad's Place, legendary, smaller music venue.
Cool.
But I'm talking about, am I wrong? Did the Stones play at Toad's Place at one point? I think they might have. They might have come up.
Wow. But legendary venue.
It's a legendary Toad's Place, really. And WPLR did a lot of stuff at Toad's, right? Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So that's all right. So really no one knew who they were. It was right before the Iran video broke wide open on MTV. So I saw them for $3. And they came in June of 82, and then they came back in August. I guess they just like coming in there, and I saw them all the time, and I managed to sweet talk my way backstage. And
there you go.
Then
nice.
We went to their hotel afterward.
There we go.
And partied with them and, drank with them and doing a little bit. It was fun, but then they went on the road with the Go-Go's, and this is the day before the internet, and I had friends that would travel with the band who weren't working. I was going to school at the time, but we hooked up with them, and they were playing like the Peppermint Lounge in New York City, aside from their Go-Go's thing. I mean, it was really cool to be in the Peppermint Lounge, and you're sitting at a table, and Alan Hunter and Martha Quinn are sitting at the table.
Oh, wow, the VJs!
Holy crap. I mean, it was like a surreal experience, but I remember asking Mike, the lead singer with the hair, like, how the hell do you get it like that? And he said, Coke cans and then hairspray. And then it would be wet.
Wait, what is he? He said, did he say coked up hands?
Coke cans.
That's how he did it. Yeah. Okay.
And he'd spray it with hairspray to affect that look. So, I mean, that's what he said.
Tradecraft.
Yeah.
He is bald as a cube. He's Rob's got more hair than Mike's got. Mike from Flock of Seagulls.
Mike, I applaud your innate musical knowledge. The Stones did a surprise show at Toad's when they were warming up for Steel Wheels. Other people that have played Toad's,
that's right
Black Crowes, Slayer, Bob Dylan, Cyndi Lauper, and Billy Joel. This is an amazing lineup.
Legendary venue.
You too,
down
as well.
There.
Yeah.
Here's a little known fact about A Flock of Seagulls. If they had smaller gigs, you know, where they weren't in like an arena or anything like that, they would, and it would be a real successful gig. The whole band would go out into the parking lot and poop on people's cars. That's what they would do. Yep. There's a laugh I'm looking for, Kim. Thank you. Anyway, that's a little seagull poop joke there. There you go.
That's all right.
What was it like being a Band-Aid to the Flock of Seagulls?
It was cool. I mean, you got to get into like parties and backstage and all that. And when they when I moved to Florida, they were on tour with The Fix in the summer of '83. So I met up with them again, but they didn't have the entourage with them that were up north. And I managed to get backstage again, sweet talk my way in there.
You must really like these guys.
I did at the time. So I was cool. In love with the singer and the drummer. But of course, you know, they liked other women. But anyway, story of my life. But anyway, so...
this anyway, is great, please.
The limo left without the drummer, and he's like, you know, he didn't know the area. I'm like, dude, I'll just give you a ride. So I took him to his hotel, and I ended up spending the night in his room.
Oh, so, there it is. That is a really good energy's all red. That's a revelation. That,
love it.
That, ladies and gentlemen, right there, people come out of their shell on our Talking Head segment. Yes. That is
and
the
I'm
way
not
it
even
works.
Drinking.
Yeah. Amazingly, Mike, it didn't come up in the pre-interview.
I have to, you know, it's great, though, that it didn't. That's what I like. I have to mention before we let you go here, your passion is writing. You were nearing 23rd book, and it says you favor historical fiction. Now, what I know about historical fiction is just labor intensive.
Oh,
to
yeah.
be able to write that type of literature is difficult. And you've done it 20, I think David McCullough, I think of the, you know, these wonderful books of fiction.
Gore Vidal. You know,
and really certain, isn't it true that really most history, ancient history, if you go back to the John Adams era, places even that far, you know, you're writing fiction because nobody knows what really went down, right?
Yeah, and I watch a lot of movies and such. The last, this one right here.
A Circle Unbroken, which, what is that one about?
Yes. That one is about a 15-year-old girl from Leesburg, Virginia in 1776, who is married off to a man who's 48. And that was probably more accepted back then. Now he'd be in jail for being a pedophile.
It's like Mike's marriage.
Let's stop it.
So...
I don't know if he'd be in jail, Kim, to be honest with you. You know.
So this couple moved from Leesburg to South Carolina, and the old man dies, and the girl ends up falling in love with the teenage son from the neighbors, who's the same age as her, and she actually keeps a journal of her time and her life during this whole time. And there's a lot of like interwoven family stuff and all this. I could be sitting here talking all day about this, but there's two sequels that have spun off from this book. I just haven't published them yet. I'm in the
so how do you
process.
Do with these books? How do you do with the 23 books? I mean, do you do well with these? I mean, are you able to keep the light on with them? That's an amazing record.
I'm actually on I self-published through Amazon and Kindle. And I go by K.A. Salter Books, or K.A. Salter, that's my pen name. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying to Rob yesterday, I can write like an MF-er. I just can't promote worth half a damn. I am so bad at promotion. And that's part of the problem with when you're not with the traditional publishers trying to get the word out. And I mean, I have a Facebook group for my stuff, and I do my own Facebook lives through my group. I actually mentioned your guys' show on my Facebook lives.
Thank you.
Could you send me a book? I'd love to read one of your books. I really, really would.
Hell
that would
yes.
be that would be
that,
so much fun. I really love
that
type of book.
I would love that.
Yeah, I love historical fiction. It's one of my favorite types of literature. I really, really enjoy it. I think it'd be so much fun to read that, you know. And it sounds like you have interesting storylines as well. You know, is it filled with romance?
Yes, there's. Yeah, I've written other fiction too, contemporary stuff that's very graphic. But this is because it was the
erotica.
It was the times you know, 1776. There's a lot of stuff that's sure. alluded to, a but not cotton. Really, you yeah. know.
There's a modern, like, she wrote a modern book by, about a drummer. And it's
you are terrible. I was gonna say every hero of the book has the hair like the lead singer in Flock
he
of Seagulls. That's the way that goes
in his
that's
arms.
Oh yeah. My God, this is so very cool. All right, I want to say this that I too enjoy air shows.
Oh, no.
All right. But so when I later in the program, when I describe the Suckville air show that I went to this past weekend down here in Florida, down in Punta Gorda.
Oh, me yeah. too.
You
I
went
spent
there?
A lot of money for.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yes. 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 Right.
What are the
I was
odds?
There.
What
I was there. I was
odds?
There a few years ago. It was the worst one I've ever seen. It was. Oh, thank mm-hmm. you. Thank you. I will. I'm going to be doing a whole segment on it. It was that bad. And the shuttle
what?
Buses. My God.
I'll tell you what. Go to Sun and Fun in Lakeland. You will not be sorry. That
really?
One is like, oh, it might be kind of a ride for you, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
It is the best thing in the world. I love it. It's great.
All right. Well, I'll be talking about the one down in Punta Gordo, as Jimmy would
Punta
say.
Punta Gordo!
But, before we let you go, is there anybody you want to say hello to, Kim Salter?
Yes. I would like to say hello to my Facebook group, K.A. Salter Books. Thank you guys so much for supporting me and watching my dumb Facebook lives and all that. And for having me natter on about my books. I appreciate it. And I appreciate your interest as well.
I love talking to you, and this is why this segment is my favorite of the week. I always love talking to our listeners, and Kim Salter, good luck with K.A. Salter and all those fabulous books. I can't wait to get my copy of it, and maybe we can do something for you on the show as well. Yeah, I think that would be a great idea.
We'll get you that book, Mike, as soon as the check clears.
Send me your address, too, so I could
I'll take care of it. I'll talk to you after the show, Kim. Thank you for your
That's
time.
That's awesome.
Wonderful.
Kim, thank you. I ran
You're
so
welcome.
Far away. Take care of yourself. And thanks for coming on. We will take a short break. When we come back, we've got the homepage right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
By now, you've heard the exciting new guessing game from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Who the F is it?
Now, Mike, Rob, and Oscar are taking it up a notch. The rules are the same, but the stakes are much higher.
It's TMOS, Who the F is it? Squid Game Edition.
You get 10 clues to discover the identity of a famous individual. When you have a guess, you yell out,
I got it!
Guess correctly and win fabulous cash and prizes. Now, with Who the F Is It? Squid Game Edition, an incorrect guess has dire consequences.
Yes, Oz, go ahead.
Bob Barker!
Who the F Is It? Squid Game Edition, only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Bowl and Branch. I told Carla that Bowl and Branch was coming back on the show, and I heard a squeal of delight. If you dream of comfortable sheets at a price that won't keep you up all night, look no further than Bowl and Branch. Mm-hmm. Bowl and Branch makes the softest organic sheets on the market, and they get better with every wash. I swear to God, these are the best sheets you're ever going to sleep on. The comfort isn't their only standard. They only use 100% sustainable raw materials, and as the first fair trade certified manufacturer of linen, you can feel as good about your Bowl and Branch sheets as they feel against your skin. The signature hem sheets from Bowl and Branch are a bestseller for a reason. Buttery soft, lightweight organic cotton in a classic sateen weave for sheets that get softer over time. Not too hot, not too cool. The perfect year-round sheets for most sleepers. Bowl and Branch focuses on quality over quantity. No inflated thread counts here because more isn't always better. I have Bowl and Branch sheets on my bed right now. In fact, we all do.
Yep.
And you can feel the difference as soon as you lay down. Comfort, quality, sustainability, all at a fair price. Experience the best sheets you've ever felt at bowlandbranch.com. Get 15% off your first set of sheets when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. That's Bowl and Branch, B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code TMOS. Rob got his and he loves them.
The four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. We start out with, Michael Myers is making the rounds because of the Halloween franchise that is moving all over the place. And I have to
share
this with
you. Do I make you horny, baby?
Michael Myers. Wrong Michael Myers.
Sorry.
Do you know the mask? Of course you know the mask from the Halloween movies. You know that was actually a Captain Kirk mask stretched out and painted white? Not that William Shatner's been in the news enough.
I could see that now.
Yeah, you can, it makes sense. It does.
I got to give all this to you. I got to give this whole story to you because it's that good. I was riveted when I came across this. What does the real Captain Kirk think about it? William Shatner portrayed the space commander in the 1966 television series, as we all know, Star Trek. He went up in the Jeff Bezos rocket recently, and he revealed his initial reaction to the film series using his face. He explained, "I recognized it as the death mask they had made for me. The face made its debut in the first film of the Halloween series back in 1978. They made a mask of my face on Star Trek out of clay." I should really read this.
But you know, this is common when they do like makeup for people. They make like they call them life masks, but they're essentially death masks. They're actual
death masks. They made it out of clay, so I'd have to be available for the prosthetics. They wouldn't have to put on my face to look old or evil or whatever it was they were trying to make me look like.
You're Shatner 90, aren't said, you?
I'm 90. This was the most profound experience. So somewhere along the line, someone got that mask and made a mask of it for the holiday Halloween.
Do you like Halloween, Bill?
Oh, I do. Trick or treat. Give me something good to eat.
You're 90?
I'm 90.
Soft candy.
According to Netflix's The Movies That Made Us docuseries, Halloween production designer and editor Tommy Lee Wallace.
Tommy Lee.
Went to a magic shop on Hollywood Boulevard in an attempt to find a creepy serial killer looking mask that would be perfect for the movie. I love stories like this when it becomes this mega franchise.
Yes.
And he's like, doom, 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 just going to go into a Halloween store.
A magic
I love
store.
That. Up on the shelves were these full face masks of Richard Nixon, and down at the end was Mr. Spock. And right next to it was this blank face Captain Kirk. Wallace said on the show that he was interviewed on. For the Kirk mask, Wallace cut out the eye holes to make them bigger, removed the eyebrows and sideburns, painted the face a pale ghostly white, and darkened the hair. And there you have Michael Myers for the Halloween
so
franchise.
So we were this close to having a serial killer look like Richard Nixon.
Can you imagine? That is
I've
so
got
crazy.
A butcher knife. I don't get a call from my Nixon.
Love it.
Okay, under the wah-wah category, Meghan McCain has a new book out this week called Bad Republican, where she explains exactly why she left The View.
Yeah.
It wasn't just one thing, but the last straw was, not surprisingly, Joy Behar.
Behar.
I like calling her Joy Behar.
Like, she puts the oi in joy.
As the show's only Republican, Meghan constantly felt ganged up on and mistreated. Excuse me, it's not something you didn't know when you signed
You're
up
there for
this
for a
gig.
Reason.
Yes.
Even by Whoopi Goldberg, who was actually an ally to her the first few years. I love it when they get on and whine about this. Meghan describes the atmosphere in general as toxic and hostile, but she was able to deal with all of it until she returned from having her baby and was battling severe postpartum anxiety. On her second day back, she had an argument with Joy.
Nice.
And she said, Joy, you missed me so much when I was on maternity leave. You missed fighting with me. And Joy replied, quote, I did not. I did not miss you. Zero.
I did
and
not.
And Meghan said she meant it.
Oh, Joy.
No, that Meghan. Hit Meghan pretty hard and finally flipped a switch. That's it. I'm never going, man. Meghan, your father is probably will always be known as one of the most amazing statesmen.
Yes.
And amazing bridger of gaps between people. And I would imagine one of the greatest turn-the-other-cheek guys I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Great American.
I mean, John McCain, the crap he took when he ran for president?
Amazing.
I mean, really. She says, quote, I didn't have the emotional bandwidth anymore to try any of them anymore. I didn't fight with them anymore. I thought I was a part of a show where women can have the kind of conversations that society doesn't generally make space for women to have.
That everyone is entitled to their voice in this world.
Yes.
Mike, you know this.
This is true.
Though,
of course they are.
I would not be against her mother bringing her in a room and saying, hey.
Oh, no.
You're tarnishing the McCain shield. Enough.
Yeah, that's true. I think so. I really, I mean, it's just, that's just so whiny. And
you know
then making
who has great,
book about it where you're doing it.
You know who has great emotional bandwidth is Bill Shatner.
Yeah. And I, that was just amazing. What an experience you've given me.
Are you 90?
Yes, I am 90.
All right. You want to talk about two guys? You want to talk about ball busting where you don't get upset about it?
Yeah.
You want to talk about two of the finest personalities on television today?
Yeah.
Their names are Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley.
Oh.
And I'm not even a basketball fan.
No, but you
But I watch these two guys. Yesterday, Shaq and Charles had a bit of a tiff when Shaq said he's a better center than Wilt Chamberlain. I just, this is what it all ought to be. By the way, the chemistry for baseball between Big Poppy and A-Rod.
Yes.
I'm sorry, A-Rod. You don't have the chip. Mm. You got to get somebody on there to counter Big Poppy's personality. Mm. You really do. That's just my opinion. We could talk about baseball all day. Way to go, Red Sox. The Inside the NBA guys were discussing the first third of the NBA 75th anniversary team. That's when Ernie Johnson, he's the moderator.
Sure.
He asked Shaq who he would rank as the greatest centers in Lakers history. Shaq placed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the best, himself second, and Wilt third. That's when Charles kind of lost it. I got to see this. I haven't yet. He yelled at, oh, you're not better than Wilt. Stop it. You're already getting petty. Shaq said, quote, yeah, I'm better than Wilt. I bust Wilt's ass. Hell yeah. I can watch those two.
I love it.
The personalities. They're once-in-a-lifetime personalities.
It's
fantastic. Yeah. Remember the classic toy phone Fisher Price made that looks like a car with a face on it and it's a phone?
Yeah.
They came out like back when I was a baby.
You could pull it with a string, right?
Forever.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Every kid had one in the 80s and 90s, too. Usually a hand-me-down. Well, the newest version just got a major upgrade because that's what we have to do. It can now make real phone calls.
Oh, whoa. Please.
I know. Don't you feel that way about it?
Horrible.
Fisher Price is selling a new Bluetooth version that looks like the classic toy, but pairs with your smartphone.
Terrific.
Yeah. All right. They're still selling the normal non-Bluetooth kids version for $10, but with the other one, you're gonna have to spend $60.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I just bought a new Hot Wheels that has air conditioning.
That's exciting. Hot Wheels still bargain
toy. That was something?
Yes.
Thank you.
Power Wheels.
Yes, sir. You can drive it to the store.
Yeah. It's just so
and
small.
Pick up a single piece of gum.
One chiclet.
Yes, one chiclet. One. What are the mints that they have?
Tic Tacs.
One Tic Tac. Thank you. Taco Bell.
Taco.
I tell you, we had a renaissance with Taco Bell when I came back from out west, and we were in a rainstorm, and the only thing around was a Taco Bell.
Yeah.
We flipped on Taco Bell, started liking it. I had a period of time when I didn't give them 2 cents, but Taco Bell. They're still trying to convince people that breakfast is okay at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And that faux Mexican food is a good option for breakfast. Well, they're doing it now. Their new tactic, giving it away.
Really?
Yeah, they're handing out free toasted breakfast burritos tomorrow morning from 7 to 11 a.m. at Taco Bell's nationwide. You don't have to order anything else to get one, but you do have to show up in person. They're not doing deliveries, Oscar.
Well, it's a land grab. Land grab.
They launched their first breakfast items in 2014, but paused breakfast during the pandemic. Now it's back at about 90% of their locations. So the burrito giveaway is also an attempt to remind us that Taco Bell breakfast does exist. Either one of you think about taking advantage of the Taco
breakfast? Never in a million years.
No. It depends on proximity. If it's the closest restaurant, why not?
I don't know. I like the Quesarito and also the Jimmy Cerrito. They're both great.
I think there's something in back of me. I don't know what's going on here.
Gentleman. Yeah, I think it's William Shatner.
Would you like to? Are you making a funny mean face? And is that your funny mean face?
Okay, hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Say hi to the guys. Oh, he's grabbing the microphone.
Hi.
Okay. All right. Do you? Can we talk? All right. This is. I'm in the middle of the news.
I was going to say. Do you think this ever happens to Lester Holt?
No. No. Do we have a good time? Hey, how did your answer about your animal, the toad?
We turn it in on Friday.
Oh, okay. You turn it in on Friday.
Friday.
So there's a little poem about a toad.
Okay.
And it's got other animals, too. It's got a bird. It's got a fish. And what was the question that they wanted you to answer? Describe whether you like the animal or not, or you don't like, whether you like the poem or don't like the poem. Right?
Yeah, and can I tell
you? Yeah, go ahead. Right on the microphone.
Right here.
As soon as I said, how do you spell don't? Dad was just like,
yeah, no. Because he said, tell us whether you do or don't like the poem. He said, how do you spell don't? I'm like, we're not going that way.
No, I said,
we're going to play a game. The game is you say something pleasant,
yes. Right?
Whether you mean it or not.
Correct.
I'm not teaching him to lie.
No.
This will help him
when he has to write recommendations for interns like TJ.
Bingo. So I told him, say,
when he's married, does this look good?
So your sentence was?
I really like the poem because I really love toads.
Well, that's nice.
And we had a big laugh, didn't we, last time? We laughed out loud all the way to bedtime. Yeah. All right, get out of here.
Is he running around with a musket?
Yeah, he's got a toy musket. He got it at Bass Pro Shops.
No, he's armed.
There you go.
That's all right,
good. See you later. Yeah.
Today's
Thank
show
you.
In 3D.
He's coming
Thank
a long
you,
way.
Soldier.
He's remember when they were neon guns for a while?
Yes. Neon was better. That I wouldn't go outside.
Yeah, that looks
not
like
down
from,
here.
Looks like he stole it from a wax museum.
Here, welcome to the House of Wax. There you have a hat. All right, a little something, something now. A man named Noel Cole. Hey, it's Noel Cole.
Noel Cole.
In the morning.
Rob, you're going to be tempted to jump in. I urge you to hold all commentary till the end here.
Temper thy tongue.
Noel Cole was pulled over, but there's a reason I warn you about
that.
Okay, all right. Noel Cole was pulled over by the cops in Missouri on Saturday. And by the way, at the end of this story, Rob, let's cut loose, both
okay,
of us.
Okay, you got it.
He was wanted on a felony warrant, so he knew he was in trouble. The deputy started asking questions, and Noel Cole decided to make a break for it on foot. The deputy took off after him, and he was able to catch up pretty quickly, partially because Noel was carrying something in his hands. It was a Marie Callender's chocolate pie.
Ooh.
The local sheriff says the pie appeared to be extremely important to Mr. Cole, so it's been placed with his personal belongings and will be kept as safe as possible for him until his release. It's unclear what the warrant was all about, but nothing, and I mean nothing, is as important to Noel Cole as a delicious chocolate pie. Yes, sir.
Mike, did the story mention the size?
A mile wide. If I won the lottery, I'd have a chocolate pie a mile wide. Yummy, yummy.
And then it's I would go and buy myself a banjo made of ham.
A ham banjo and a chocolate pie a mile wide. I got all the money in the world. We got to take a break. We will come back with lots more fun and thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Give me a beat.
I'm Jim Amato.
Matt Prysmer.
Steph Baker.
I'm Robin Ferguson.
Dirk Vastrick.
I'm Chris Pontani.
Robert Wood.
I'm Nancy Veronese.
This is Rhonda Ware.
I'm Kaylee Harner.
This is Linda Herr.
This is Twitch.
Stephanie Larson.
I'm Adam Sternberg.
I'm Paula Christine.
Join the party. Become a P1 listener of the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen to the show every day on the TMOS app, the Google Play Store, Stitcher, or Spotify. You can also watch the show live on the TMOS YouTube channel or on Facebook Live. No matter where you're listening, TMOS is there. Subscribe to the Friday Bonus Show and be a part of the club. All in TMOS Nation.
We are a part of
America
Nation.
We have our own chorus line now. It's amazing. Hey, this portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Pendulum. The science is clear.
Yes.
A healthy gut microbiome with the good bacteria that help our bodies process food is key to a healthy lifestyle. But now we're learning about the connection between your gut microbiome health and type 2 diabetes, or as Wilford Brimley would say, diabetes.
Diabetes.
Pendulum Glucose Control is the first and only medical probiotic that's designed to manage A1C and blood glucose levels through the health of your microbiome. For those with type 2 diabetes, a diet and exercise alone don't always manage it. The best approach emphasizes diet, exercise, and a healthy gut. A gut microbiome.
Mm-hmm.
This connection has been widely recognized by leading scientists studying diabetes, including the American Diabetes Association. Association, the Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins, and others, Pendulum Glucose Control helps fill in the gaps by providing the first and only probiotic designed to manage blood glucose and A1C levels. With Pendulum, you can feel in control of your A1C levels, not the other way around. Take control of your glucose levels today. Try Pendulum Glucose Control for 90 days. If you're not satisfied with your levels, you'll get your money back. Visit PendulumLife.com to find out more. Use promo code TMOS for 20% off the first bottle of your membership. That's PendulumLife.com. Promo code TMOS. Thank you, Pendulum. Cool. I got to get to this story today because Rob said to me right before we went on the air today that he has breaking news about the Washington football team having a better season than my New York Giants. Then again, the world is having a better season than my New York Giants.
Mike, this makes so much sense. It's like when you get to the end of what's the movie where
Unusual Suspects?
No, when Bruce Willis was dead the whole movie.
Die Hard.
No. Jesus
the Sixth
Christ.
Sense.
The Sixth Sense.
Thank
you, Mike. And when you look back, you say, how did I not see this? Mm-hmm. Headline screams, ex-Washington football team cheerleader and marketing director accuses owner Dan Snyder of leaking the John Gruden emails to pin the club's sexual harassment scandal on former president Bruce Allen.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Now, what's the merit there?
What do you
mean? The headline is the headline, but it's from the Daily Mail.
No, but it cited the Washington Post
I get it. But I just want to be clear here.
Right.
The investigation.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is the portion of the program that we like to call Oscar Stands Up for the Wiener.
That's
go ahead, Oscar.
Which is a better segment than the
version. I think it's just easy to read a headline and say, okay, that's what happened.
It's fun.
The investigation was dealt through the NFL, right?
Right.
So the NFL had a third party do this, so they were going to reveal these regardless.
But
it's not like Snyder said, reveal these.
No.
Okay, I see your point, I know. And you're kind of going from the journalistic angle here. You're attacking maybe the source saying, well, this was going to happen to anybody. This is no evil leakage.
But there is an extra layer that I found intriguing.
Thank you.
Melanie Coburn says she was a former cheerleader and also in the marketing department. Says, quote, I believe Dan Snyder leaked these emails. I believe he's trying to put the blame on Bruce Allen. According to Coburn, private investigators working.
Can you spell her name for me, please?
C-O-B-U-R-N. Not Coburn. Yeah, it's Coburn.
Melanie Coburn.
Not right. Colonel.
No, not the Colonel. According to Coburn,
no relatives.
Private investigators working privately for Snyder spoke to team cheerleaders to question them about Allen, who was fired after a 3-13 season in 2019. So, according to her allegations, Snyder hired investigators to try to find dirt on Allen behind the scenes. Mm. And that makes it even more sinister to me, I believe.
Well, I think any person that's in peril is going to try to look for something else.
Sure.
What if they asked about other executives?
All she mentions is Snyder.
Well, that makes sense, clearly.
Yeah. Allegations against the team employees from inappropriate comments to the creation of the semi-nude behind-the-scenes video from a cheerleader calendar shoot in 2008, Snyder was, remember, he was himself accused of making inappropriate comments, but denied it. So anyway, I think it makes so much sense that he wants to have a fall guy within the Washington football team organization.
That used to be management.
You can say, hey, he's the guy that was behind all of this.
That perpetuated.
Look, there's a pattern here. There's a pattern here.
Yeah.
And that way he's already gone.
Here's the thing. Oscar, Dan Snyder,
yes,
good guy,
has been such a nozzle for his entire life. You know, it's just, and I think that we wish you get stories like this. Where do these stories come from? They come from insiders from the Washington football team, and they come from people because they, you know, it's not my monstrosity, my monster, Mike, is out there for everybody to see.
Yes.
Most often. I've had my meltdowns off air, but I have just as many on air.
Like, as bad as it gets, you've had, the audience has had a window into your soul.
That's right.
Window into my soul.
And therefore, you are not a nozzle.
No.
But Dan Snyder is, has treated people right from the get-go. Everybody was watching this venerable institution, the public trust held so dearly in Washington, D.C., when old man Jack Ken Cook owned the franchise.
Yes.
When this nozzle took over, he was so mean. and so heavy-handed and disbanded instantly. So many places where he didn't need to do anything. But he came in a gum-chewing, Napoleonic way and just was a nad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've heard the stories for decades about this guy. Don't talk directly to Mr. Snyder.
Don't look Mr. Snyder. Remember, they changed the ability to use the elevator at the stadium because it had to be on call for Mr. Snyder at all times. No one was allowed to use the elevator.
Moments
I'm
like this.
I'm not making excuses. I'm saying for this story, because this is what's wild is when the Gruden tapes or the Gruden emails leaked.
Right.
When they were revealed. I think I was the first one on the show to say, I can't wait to figure out what they figure out on, they find out about Danny Boy.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why he is on vacation and his wife's running the organization, quote unquote.
Right.
Kind of like Succession, Mike. When we're sitting there.
Danny's out.
Yeah. You know.
Roman's out.
Yeah, Roman's Snyder's out.
Shiv could take over the empire, but he's still running it. Right.
I would love it if there was like a big black Tahoe that pulled up to the stadium and Dan Snyder got in. And I said, can I ride with you?
Royce.
Yeah, and the reason, Royce, Oscar, for those of you around the country that don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about allegations against team employees range from inappropriate comments to the creation of a semi-nude behind-the-scenes video from a cheerleader calendar shoot in 2008. Yes. Yes. That's why Danny Boy is taking a powder right now.
Because toxic that's environment. Still, he propelled a toxic environment. Around
you
the
want to start
team.
That?
I don't, Mike. You know what? I was hoping we could move forward.
Okay. Habity hair. I'll have a blue Christmas.
I think what is fascinating.
It was amazing how little sense I made.
Not a fan, but a business standpoint.
Yes.
He is the owner.
Yes.
Right? So this isn't like you're ousting a CEO. How the F do you oust an owner?
That's true.
And they've done this in the NBA because someone was clearly racist. So they got them out.
But no one outranks him.
Yeah, but this is the question you have, because you're sitting there. You said no one outranks him. What's it going to take?
I think that it is telling that he is keeping so quiet.
If you own it, you can run it.
Yeah.
Lisa Banks, who is an attorney for,
I'm not saying it's okay,
40 former WFT Washington Football Team employees involved in the investigation, agreed with a CNN interview on Wednesday that Gruden has become a fall guy for the league.
Wow.
What do you think about that, Oscar? What say you? What say you to that?
I don't think that's a league-wide fall guy. I believe that Gruden made his own bed.
Maybe a fall guy for the Redskins.
Well,
I think the Washington football
league. But the attaching of the Bruce Allen emails to the fall of Gruden is going to, I think, if I'm trying to reverse engineer what they're doing at the Washington football team, they've already got Allen out of their sights because he's gone,
correct.
Right? If they can say, well, obviously Allen had a pattern. A lot of this toxic environment was because Bruce Allen was in charge. He's already gone. We're moving forward. Da-da-da-da-da.
I believe that would fly if Dan Snyder was not so adamant about being involved in running the team.
Yeah, you're right.
So if you got a guy who's
I'm not saying it's a great plan.
Who's living in the Keys or in the Bahamas and just flying in for games, fine. You can buy that in.
Yeah.
You can buy into that. But not when he's there on the sidelines, he's making decisions about lineups and who's starting, who's not.
Wearing a hoodie.
Yeah, it's a whole different world.
Yeah, yeah.
But I go back to, like it or not, if you own it, it's much harder to get booted from your own organization.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, Snyder and Bruce Allen are having a fight about compensation, are they not? Aren't they at odds over, they're at odds over his severance.
Yes.
Which Snyder was forced to pay full in 2020. So there you go.
Contract's
it doesn't surprise me.
I'll pay
bit,
you.
Though.
Yeah. But then I'll pay you in, up the keister.
Yeah. That's what
says,
he said.
Says here, and I don't mind reading the mail. I mean, it's not really like the Inquirer.
No.
Other emails between Gruden and Allen, which were not included in Snyder's court filing, appear on the surface to be related to the team's sexual harassment issues. This is interesting stuff here. It really, really. He was accused, Snyder himself, of making inappropriate comments to one cheerleader but has denied the claim. The last last December, the Washington Post reported that the Washington football team paid $1.6 million in 2009 to settle a sexual misconduct allegation against Snyder. Yeah, they don't do that ticket. Unless he did something. Yeah. Right.
All that's I know exactly. is that when I worked with the team, I
what
was
do you mean? Explain yourself. When
it's
you
a parking
say,
ticket for the right. organization.
Yeah, because it's not an exceptional.
It's not material to their bottom line.
It's not like they took away a draft pick.
But it's also not done, in my humble opinion, because they don't want to deal with it. It's done because they know
they're dealing with it by paying that and moving on.
Like exactly, all like I know, so Mike, many is, of these Richie Riches mm-hmm. do.
For quite a few years, I worked with the Redskins yeah. and I had access to the entire field.
Technically, not an employee.
No, not paid, but did
just volunteer.
Work. But I was approached by Dan Snyder's assistant, and he said, "With a body like that, I could go places."
And Rob went to one employee party that went late, woke yeah. up in a strange house with a cranberry juice in his hand, and his butt was bleeding.
That's exactly right.
That's what
the sad
happened.
Thing
he
is.
He recovered in lunch meat.
No one bought my calendar.
That's the famous Rob wakes up and says, what is this? Glue? Anyway,
what
so. we'll take a break and come back with more on Michael Barrett.
The Fox Network is responsible for some of the most useless competition shows in the history of television. The Masked Singer. So You Think You Can Dance. I Can See Your Voice. Beaches and Alter Ego. The Masked Dancer. And now the Fox Network has come up with the stupidest, most pointless, and confusing competition show ever. I Can Hear You Dance. Masked judges score masked dancers based on the sound of their dancing. Sound confusing? You bet it is. I Can Hear You Dance. It'll have your wang tip smoking.
On my left foot. On my right foot.
Who wins? Who loses? Who cares? You'll always be a winner when you buy the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Subscribe today at MikeO'MaraShow.com. I Can Hear You Dance is produced by Alive Bear and only on Fox Midnight.
Alive Bear. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. The 10-year treasury, which mortgage rates follow, has moved off its lows, indicating interest rates may be rising soon. So, what does this mean to you? Well, if you haven't taken advantage of the low rates and the increase in your home's equity by now, I have to ask you a question. Hey, Nozzle. With record low interest rates and the availability of all this equity, you can pay off credit cards, student loans, remove PMI, or complete the home improvement project you've been putting off. Or you can just sit there on the couch and brush the Cheeto dust off your Oxford, okay? You don't want to do that. Look, you can make all this tax deductible as well. You have to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial today. Cornerstone is really a direct lender, which means they've got their own cash, mm-hmm. so they can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Whether it's a purchase or a refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. It's not a question of if, but when these rates will go back up. They always do.
Always.
So do you and your family a favor and call today 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. All right. As we tape this show, it is 4 p.m. Eastern time.
It is.
Which means it is game five in Woo! In the best of seven series with the Boston Red Sox and the Houston Astros. And last night, I'm dragging my ass today, I'll be honest Everybody with you, because, you know, I go to bed early if it's a blowout. And
sure.
my team's on the winning end or losing it, doesn't matter. It's a sleepy time.
Enough is
last
enough.
Night, a full nine innings before the full-fledged meltdown happened with the Boston Red Sox.
Now, I have a question for you.
Yes.
As someone... Yeah,
I know what your question is. Do the umpires suck in baseball? The answer is yes. They suck with a big, big, fat S, Rob Spiewak. A big Laz Diaz S for suck. I couldn't find a strike zone if I was painted on the back of an elephant's ass.
All right, so that's the first question, but I had a follow-up.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah, as someone who has a storied history with the Red Sox, and I love to examine this because, as you know,
yes.
you and I have worked together for nearly 30 years. So we've been through a lot, and I've watched you see the Red Sox break the curse of the mm-hmm. Bambino. I've watched mm-hmm. you follow this.
Mm-hmm.
When you see a bottom of the ninth crumbling like that.
Top of the ninth.
Or, I'm sorry, ninth inning crumble.
Yes.
Does it Does it bother you? Does it feel familiar?
Yes, feels familiar. Yeah. Flashbacks. They pan the crowd. It was a great pan on Fox Sports.
It was at
Fenway,
right?
The crowd, and you saw the old people, not the kids, not the youngsters. You saw the old guys like me.
Right.
And the old guys had that look of, oh my God, it's all that horrible stuff all over.
It's happening.
But you know what? They've won championships, so it doesn't matter. Live to fight another day. I'm on to them. I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted. But last night was
painful.
Like, I mean, in fact, I checked the box score this morning because I went to bed right after that. I didn't stick around for all the other runs. In the top of the ninth, it was a 2-2 tie, and the Houston Astros scored 1 million runs.
Wow.
Against
that's
Boston
high
Red Sox.
In yeah. baseball.
Yeah. But I promised everybody I would get to the story about. Yes, sir. Go ahead. You have another question. Yes.
Did you have a Zang already typed in?
Oh, no. No, okay. Not in a 2-2 game.
Right,
with the,
right,
no,
right,
not in a 2-2 game with the Houston Astros. Mm. No, I'm nowhere no. near it.
As a matter of fact, fingers, he popped the Z off his keyboard.
As a matter of fact, that Z was not even in the
okay.
Not even
okay.
on the radar.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You know, why I'm, but I'm tired, and that's why I'm having trouble finding words.
That's right.
To describe how late I was up last night. Suckville. Our wonderful talking head,
Kim Salter, yes.
was talking about the Sucky Air Show. This air show sucked. 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I took Michael when he was a little bitty
baby. Guy.
And it was fantastic. We drove up. We walked into the air show. We were right near the airport. Bingo, bango. They move things around now. And so far, you're so far away from the actual festivities, which consisted of a giant C-17, which is an impressive aircraft yeah. mm-hmm. to see take off. And it had paratroopers in it. It had parachute team.
Cool.
They came out very, very good. Starts with a bang. Then, in my humble opinion, at an air show, you can only see so many single planes going, meow, meow, yeah, yeah. barrel roll, barrel roll. And that's all it was. That's all it was. So the only way I can tell you to judge the air show is that when you get thousands of people showing up at your air show people, and you have really screwed the pooch in planning for them, and that is resulting in a 1 hour line for food. When you get to the food counter, ooh. They say, we are all out of hot dogs.
Mm,
not okay.
It was, and the lemonade lady ran out because it was a single 300-year-old lady that was sitting there, but that wasn't the real big
own?
Problem. Milk, she sold milk and lemonade, and if you went around the back of the kiosk, they had fudge.
Mike.
Milk, lemonade, round the corner fudge.
I love when you do poetry.
How much was the ticket?
$65 for the whole family.
Oh,
that's a lot. That's
well,
a whole
but think
lot.
About it. The air shows that I know that I found, by the way, the only time my father ever took me to an air show was when it was free, and it was the Blue Angels, and that's it.
Well, the Blue Angels, you can go see just the Blue Angels, and your cost is justified.
Yes. Yeah.
But if you don't have a team of guys and you have like a vintage aircraft, which
any
is
any hot
fine,
air balloons?
No hot air balloons, just a big transport, which was really impressive.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. And the coolest thing about it is they said, because for military purposes, this giant airplane, size of like 3 football fields, massive airplane,
right.
just super massive, right? I don't know if it was 3 football fields.
No, I think that's
not.
About it. It's the size of Rhode Island, Oscar.
I don't know how big it is. Said it comes up on you and said, now it will do the silent maneuver. And you see this thing going across the airfield and you don't hear it until it's literally on top of you.
Wow.
And then it's like, but after that, suck. But that's not the reason I'm dissing on this air show.
Mm-hmm.
It was an hour and 45 minutes, thereabouts, to get to the shuttle buses after the air show.
Wow.
And they were school buses.
That's
and
oh,
down
it's the
here
worst.
In West South Florida, where people know how to deal with the heat, but nobody anticipated being out in the middle of a field in 93-degree weather.
Mm.
That's when people started going down.
I bet.
And you had junior ROTC kids, and you had the air show volunteers, and you had everybody. And I'm not even mentioning to you, with that hassle, the hassle of the parking lot volunteer who decided to get in me and my wife's kitchen for parking in the shade of a nice little oak tree because it was just a little too close to where she thought we needed to be. And I said, well, I got a kid with a head wound, and I'm glad we're here, and we're going to walk and F you, which is really basically what we said. We never said it, but her tone was so horrible that we got into a little skirmish with her. And I said to, I think, one of the organizers, I said, well, who is she? She said, she's a volunteer.
Yeah.
She's a lady with no juice whatsoever.
And you yell, volunteer.
You get what you pay for?
Yeah.
You know what? All I know is that when we got on the school bus, I looked at my son. I said, Michael, are these seats on your bus as close together? And he said, no, Dad. No, they're not. These seats were 4 inches up in front of me. Mm. It was ridiculous. It sucked. And that's why
Did
Kim
Michael
Salter
have any fun
I,
at all?
No, he feeds off his old man's energy. Look
yeah, I know.
None of us really had that much fun. It was just, it was a hassle. And shuttle buses can kiss my Irish butt.
Yeah, they're not okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you hear shuttle bus, am I right, Rob? You've gone to enough of these events
sure.
where the shuttle bus is required for something that's outside that probably shouldn't be there anyway.
I don't
anyway.
Like shuttle buses at weddings.
No.
I hate shuttle buses.
And you know what? They do them at the Fairfax Fair. They're big on them at the
I
Fairfax Fair.
I can't drive
Fair.
There. Yeah. I don't want
to
go.
Yeah.
I want to drive, park my car, and walk
so
to the
So we can
the
leave
venue.
When
the
problem, we want to.
Yeah, the problem with a shuttle bus is you're beholden to their exit. Shuttle
right.
bus not so bad to get there, but the mm-hmm. exit is where
a
they
trolley,
get you.
A trolley, good to go. A trolley takes you bing, bang, boom, no problem.
And it goes clang, clang, clang.
Exactly.
Which
ding,
is special.
Ding, ding went
and
the bell.
Then finally, I do get the old lady who got resupplied when we were like six people away. And we got the lemonade. And I got me a lemonade, too. And she said, now watch this. Watch this cup. It's kind of flimsy. I said, okay. And I gave her a big tip because she's out in the hot sun,
sure,
too.
Yeah.
Seriously, like an 80-year-old woman who's out there. And I come back, and all of a sudden, I feel moisture on my shoe. Where Michael had tanked the entire lemonade.
Mm.
And so not only does Daddy not quench his thirst because he has to give his to his son, but by the time I got home, the dirt and grime that was in my sandal, which I mistakenly wore to an outdoor event, was caked with gooey, sticky
I'm
lemonade.
I'm sure the lemonade was reasonably priced, though.
And I got attacked by fire ants again. Second
again?
Time in 2 weeks. Yeah,
well,
they must like
all,
my blood.
They wanted
yeah.
all that lemon.
Yeah, well, they're not going to get sick from the vitamin C now.
And it had a DJ, and they had a failed DJ doing the PA.
Oh,
non-stop.
No.
Non-stop. We're going to barrel roll. Now, he's a fun guy to hang out with, and I just want to say a salute to America. Here he comes down to them. Shut up! Florida Air Show.
So,
fantastic.
Pretty good little Saturday.
Good little Saturday.
Any
lots
fighter planes?
Nope.
No, the only fighters were with Carla.
There were some fighter jets parked.
Oh, that's
but
brutal.
The flying one was a jet that was modified for aerobatics.
Yeah. So sorry.
Aerobatics, I admire those guys.
It's cool.
Land of stuff. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
If you missed the latest bonus show, you missed a lot.
Rob really wants to go see Enrique
and Ricky.
And Ricky.
That's right.
Are you here for the or the
Jeffrey loves Latin music.
How green is that?
You know, this whole arena's got 5G. If you love something and you let it go, it may come back to you, and that's the master plan.
The TMOS bonus show is your only chance to get that fifth hour of laughs, and it's sent to your device every Friday. Try a week, a month, or splurge for an entire year's subscription. Your support keeps that comedy train chugging. Click the bonus show banner, get a subscription, and start laughing now. It's all at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Ah, that was a great bonus show. There have been many better, but that was a really, really good show.
I don't
show.
Know. I think it might be
really
one of
terrific.
The maybe two better.
Yeah.
Thank
two.
You very much. Yeah. I appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Aura. The way you use the internet has changed dramatically over the last decade. But sadly, security tools have mostly stayed right where they are. Aura provides complete digital security to help protect your online accounts, finances, and devices, and more. All in one easy-to-use app, Aura provides digital security protection to keep you safe from online threats. It's all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and so much more. With Aura, you'll get alerted to fraud and threats fast. Like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked online, or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name, Aura is easy to set up, and all plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds. I use Aura.
Yes.
I've been alerted by Aura. It's fantastic. You will love it. They have experienced U.S.-based customer support support that's got your back. Aura is a new type of security service that protects all of your online information and devices with one simple subscription. Aura keeps you in control and guides you through solving any issues. For a limited time, Aura is offering our listeners up to 40% off plans when you go to visit aura.com/TMOS. Go to aura.com/TMOS to get complete protection and savings of up to 40%. That's aura.com/TMOS, and we thank you.
Oh, spin it. Wonder who's in there, Mike.
Hello, I'm Lucy Arnaz, here to remind you that it doesn't take any magic to save money, just a little willpower and a plan.
There's a reason. She's just visiting, by the way.
Lucy, she's still with us?
Yes, she is. And Desi Jr., I believe, too.
How old would Lucy be? Lucy's daughter.
Lucy,
now,
yeah. She is younger than Desi Jr. Mm-hmm. But the reason I play it is they released yesterday the trailer for the movie. It's called Being the Ricardos. It's written by Aaron Sorkin. It's going to be on. It's going to have a limited theatrical release.
He's still alive. Aaron Sorkin still with us.
And it's going to have Nicole Kidman as Lucy and Javier Bardem as Desi. And what it does is it kind of encapsulates.
I'm pumped for this. I'm actually pumped for this.
I don't know if it works for me having Javier Bardem.
He looks good. He looks good in the role.
He does.
Yeah. And what they do is they encapsulate an entire week of a production of an episode of I Love Lucy. And all the stuff that Lucy and Desi went through.
I love Javier Bardem. I do love him as an actor.
As a voice guy, I want you to hear Nicole Kidman's take on 1950s Lucy. And it's great because it's not comical. I think
Nicole Kidman, does she ever let up? She is working.
She's got to take care of Keith Urban.
Yeah, listen to this. And by the way, he shouldn't be allowed to be a licorice hat because he's not from America.
Oh, come on. Let's hear it.
All right, here we go. Here we go. This is Nicole Kidman on the narration. On the narration.
I am the biggest asset in the portfolio of the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Quiet, please.
The biggest asset in the portfolio of Philip Morris Tobacco Westinghouse.
Roll sound.
Let's do our show.
I get paid a fortune to do exactly what I love doing.
They got their money's worth.
Pictures up.
I work side by side with my husband, who is genuinely impressed by me. And all I have to do to keep it is kill for 36 weeks in a row.
Okay, let's go.
And then do it again the next year. You know, I did this show so Desi and I could be together.
Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the show.
And action.
I had no idea it was going to be a hit.
That's a little compressed. I invite you to look at the trailer because the recreations of the black and white stuff is sensational.
How gassed are you for this?
Oh, I'm out of my mind excited. It's going to be so great.
When does it drop?
Theatrically in November and on Amazon, I believe it's Amazon, in December.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's coming up.
You know, Nicole Kidman has been a star for so long.
And that's a good word for her. She's a star. She really is.
She's a total star and someone who brings it in every single role she does. I think she's really the gold standard right now. I love stuff she's in. I really, really do. And when you think, she's in her 50s now?
Gotta
right?
be, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's, you know, she's amazing to look at still.
No longer
after all these
a kid,
years.
Man.
She's phenomenal. Okay, Rob.
They asked Adele what her death row meal would be. Her final meal.
Oh.
Adele.
My ideal meal, my death row meal, my last meal would be a McChicken nugget with a Big Mac and then fries. That's my three course. I eat at least once a week.
I love the fact that she's unapologetic in saying meal.
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 Will you like, if you go down to Subway...
No,
you can get yourself a meal deal. That's awesome. Golden Adults. Arches. I mean, that is a transformation. I think that is truly, you know, I look at her now and just the style change, you know. Our friend Jack Diamond posted a picture of her back in the day when she was a kid, you know, and it was just, it's night and day. It's amazing.
But the thing about Adele is she's been here the whole time.
Been here the whole time. How you doing? There you are.
That's for Oscar.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Mike,
thank
for
you
Halloween,
much,
Halloween is approaching. This is kind of cool. Outside of the album Thriller, Vincent Price only did his rap once live. He did it on the Joan Rivers show in 1987. I found this fascinating because they booked him because for a hot minute in 1987, Vincent Price was hot again.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. The foulest stench is in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grizzled ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
He did the laugh live.
So cool.
I love that. I think that's great.
I hear that. I get so bummed out.
Yeah.
I get the same reaction. To this day.
Yep.
And I guarantee you there are music fans all over the world that feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he have to be such a little creep guy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's hard to forgive because he was such a giant talent.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It really does.
There for a long time. Mike. Let's close with this. I don't know if I mentioned this, but this past weekend, I went to a concert. I went and saw Motley Crue, and I had my smartphone with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the concert was going well. And
yeah, I understand they had a problem there, right?
Well, it was going well for a while. I'd say about two-thirds, maybe like 6/11ths into the show. They were doing a very popular song. It's called Girls, 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 and there was a problem. In that there's a lead singer. I think his name is Vincent Neil.
Vincent Neil.
He fell from the stage, Mike. He broke three ribs.
Dear God. Oh, no. Wow.
But I love the song Girls, Girls, Girls. So I was taping with my smartphone.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
And I have some audio. And do we have time?
Yes, please share it with us.
Here we go. This is live from the Motley Crue show. He's okay.
Crowd just milling around there, and he's still got the last lick in, right?
Well, what happened is he got some feedback when the mic hit the ground, but he still
did
had
he
it.
Slip on a banana peel or it something?
It was I think you can almost hear the banana peel.
Play it one more time, please. I hear those.
Yeah.
Is there water in the front? Did he fall into some water?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah,
and Mike, just one more thing that I'd like to call your attention to. They had gotten to the part of the song where there's some playful banter between Vince and Tommy.
Very exciting.
I think that's where he lost concentration. Because you can hear them talking to each other.
Legs fully up in the air.
Silhouetted.
That's amazing.
But he kept singing.
That's
your digital dumpster, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Have a good
Wednesday. That was something a little. Thank you for the homework. I appreciate that. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another brand new one tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Hey, Vince, check that out.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You are an ill-made, spiteful little creature, full of envy, lust, and low cunning.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.